future use.
All right, my watch says 8:02 on December 28th, 2002, and we will call the meeting of Sugar Creek Township Trustees to order. This is the year-end meeting, so we'll cover our year-end business and go from there. Top of the venue is going to be our May 2023 tax levy, which we'll address that when Jarrah arrives here in a few more minutes. Until then, I don't know if any of you, you know, we'll talk about current events just a little bit. I don't know if any of you have been in touch with any council members or fire department folks.
I heard some stuff happened last night.
Sounds like they voted to withdraw effective June 30. So, in speaking with the East Wayne Fire Department General Counsel yesterday, we were both considering this agreement that we have in front of us here that Wayne County Prosecutor Office prepared for us, and we both agreed maybe we just need to hold off until we see what the village is going to do and what the longevity of the district's going to be, and if it looks like there's a term that's expiring sometime in 23, that maybe we just consider extending our current contract out another 6 months and say that's enough. So I wouldn't mind having some discussion about that, if there's any thoughts about that.
You said you had that with East Wayne Council?
Yeah.
If they're fine with that, I don't think that's a bad idea. If they're willing just to say, hey, we're going to extend it.
Yeah, I think he was going to bring it to their board today.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think, I mean, it helps with some continuity of things.
Yeah.
We don't have to be as vigilant with the run reports, UAN reports, if this thing's kind of winding down.
Yes, and I agree 100%. I'm usually at the end of the grapevine. I'm not in the middle of the grapevine, so I always kind of take what I hear secondhand as kind of with a grain of salt. I'll continue to get call logs from 8500, but what I've heard through the grapevine is that East Wayne might be responding out of Station 2 more than out of Station 1.
Mm.
Okay.
If that persists, then I think we'll need to drive that straight back to the board, because at that point, if that is their decision to do that, then I think we might want to reconsider our position.
Yeah.
And see what happens. But again, that's grapevine. We need to actually see what operations are. Village Council also nominated and approved Pat Sword to be the village rep on the East Wayne board. So, I think they have another person, the village at large, that seemed like it was who's the head of the Republican Party?
Oh, the central member?
Yeah.
Sugar Creek Township Central Committee member is Jason Miller.
Jason Miller. Yeah.
But not Dwayne Miller, Jason Miller. It's a different
yeah. Jason Miller, okay.
Sounded like he might be the village at large rep.
That sounds right, Dwayne Miller had a Jason.
I think so. He's okay. A teacher. I think it's Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a different one. I think he does construction. With a question mark,
okay.
Not a statement.
Yeah. I haven't so met him, but
I've met him a couple times. I've had a couple conversations with him, so.
Yeah. So.
Beyond June 30th, we would be looking at, is there a new fire department or a new fire organization
mm-hmm.
operating out of that location? And if so, I guess we just kind of watch this as it unfolds, because we would want to have, you know, that's our opportunity to have a new contract
right.
In place and get the things in there that we would like to have. But it is nice to have a little bit of breathing room there and
yeah.
not have to make a quick decision.
Also, at the meeting last night, village council meeting, they resolved to hire an interim chief and post for a fire chief and start their own station and hire a medical director and get their FDID and drug license going. And so, you know, July 1 might be aggressive, but we'll see. And I think we're first on the list to contract with them. If they're up and running and have full services, then I think we would certainly want to contract with them for services.
Has there been any discussion doing month by month with Kittern? I think we had discussed that in previous months, that since it looks like there's transition, we should be all right to actually say you guys, as you move forward, we'll be able to do a month by month with them as whatever's being stood up.
Yeah, if I'm confident, well, one, I'm confident that Kittern board is firmly behind and supporting the village council to start their own and wants to participate in the development of the Village of Downton Fire Department.
That'd be great.
So I was very happy to see the level of cooperation that I've seen so far. They've invited me to a couple meetings, and that seems to be their number one priority for 23, is standing up the Village of Downton fire station, and or assisting with that. But yeah, in the transitional period, I think all of our neighbors will be more than willing to go month by month with us until we got fully operating out of Downton.
I think the best thing is Kittern doing it, since they're also in a township. So.
Yeah, and I have a spreadsheet. I'll make sure you have that spreadsheet just so we both have it. That has all the parcels identified. Here, these would be served by Kittern, these would be served by North Lawrence, or these properties are closer to North Lawrence, it would make more sense for them to be served by North Lawrence. So, yeah, I don't think we need to go through the EWFD contract today and say that we agree with it. I think we need to, or don't agree to it, or have amendments to it. I think we wait to see what the EWFD board's gonna do, and if they wanna do an extension. If we need to make an amendment to the current one, or we need to make an amendment to this one to say, here's a term date, then that might be something that we have to come back and do.
Okay.
Yeah, and their counsel just say, or your legal counsel is like, hey, we're just MOU it and go with it.
Yep.
Now, FPO, I'd say we make someone from Kittern being the FPO.
Yeah, since that gives us more continuity then.
Right.
Yeah.
That should be done. I assume you're going to do that in your reorganization meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure it gets written down.
Yeah. All right. Anita, can we run through some department office reports quickly?
Can we start with the minutes from the last meeting?
Sure.
That's the ones. The ones here are your office. And the same as what I would have emailed you earlier in the month.
All right. Any questions about the minutes that Anita's presented?
No questions.
No questions.
And I move that we approve the minutes from the December 13th, 2022 meeting.
I move. Or second, sorry.
Thank you. All in favor of approving that, say yes.
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 Yes. And that was unanimous. No abstentions. We'll give Jared a couple minutes to get set up.
Yep.
We can continue through our business.
Okay, here are preliminary year-end reports. I think I forgot to email them to you last night.
All right.
So I will send them yet today or sometime.
Excellent. I don't have it on the agenda per se.
You these are not final, these are just...
Yeah. But, I would want to slide some dollars out of road and, or, yeah, out of road and bridge.
I have a resolution for that.
You've got a resolution for that? Perfect. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Doing great, thank you. Any questions about preliminary reports?
The general fund, we're talking about use plans when you come to a close. We still have some settlement money. Is there any encumbrance for the remaining part of it? Since we don't know how that's going to...
Shake out?
Yes.
Say that again? The settlement payoff?
Right, because we paid, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, so we've got 8 more payments or something like that.
Six.
Six.
Because we did double.
Okay.
We doubled up.
We did 2 last year, 2 this year.
Should have only been 5 for the next 10 years.
Okay.
And we did 10,000 and 10,000, so that took 4 years.
Yeah.
But we probably should encumber that to put in there because it's probably going to get tied up in...
Yeah.
Litigation or whatever we have to do with that, so...
Not wrong with, nothing wrong with that.
Does that get encumbered for this year, or...
No, I would say next year.
Just next year.
Yeah, just as reference when you guys look at the reports, that you know that the general fund already has that taken out.
So that would be 30,000 left?
Correct. Good morning.
Any other questions with respect to financial statements? Preliminary.
Not yet. I mean, what's in there? What's in there?
Okay. So January, you'll have to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Since these are preliminary, I don't think we need to move on accepting these because they're not complete yet.
Okay.
Jared, would you like a couple minutes to settle? You're good?
I'm good.
You want to shift gears into tax levy?
I'm good.
Okay. Anita, have you already assigned a resolution number for your resolutions?
I have.
So where should I start?
John, do you have a copy of these?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Here.
No, I got mine.
That's the to proceed. This one is declaring.
Okay.
Thank you. Declaring the necessity, and then this is declaring the necessity. Yep. Thank you.
You need another copy?
Yeah, I need a copy now. Okay. I can't remember if you got an actual.
Necessary to proceed, necessary for the levy. So this is the first one, that's
yep.
The second one.
Perfect. Anita, here's the second one coming through. So you said I start with 3, Anita? Yeah. Let me just make a note here. Alright, before us now we have a resolution declaring the necessity of levying a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. We've talked about this a couple times. We're intending to put this on the May ballot, the primary ballot, and this is specifically for raising funds for fire apparatus and other equipment within the Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire Department, Fire District. This is a 2 mil levy for 3 years. Any discussion before we move to authorize this resolution? Hearing none, I move that we approve resolution 2022-12-28-03 to authorize or to declare the necessity for levying a tax on the Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District in excess of the 10 mil limitation.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you very much, Tom. And we will have a roll call.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
All right.
So here's your certification. This will allow you to proceed with the second resolution.
Very good.
The estimated revenue is $174,600. I did estimate this one on the new values for 2023, so it should be fairly accurate.
So you're ready to go for your second one now?
Alrighty. We've also did.
So this is 174 per year collection?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think we need to necessarily review that.
No, I mean, you kind of summarized it, what the purpose of the.
Right.
Levy is for, it's for the Southern District.
We will include, you guys had an opportunity to review the ballot language specifically for this levy. We will include this as part of our meeting minutes so that it would give residents an opportunity to preview that before it's on the Board of Elections site. We now have the certificate of estimated property tax revenue. So now we'll consider a resolution declaring it necessary to proceed with the levy of a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of the Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. Any discussion about that?
No discussion.
More than what we've had so far. So saying that, then I move that we authorize the resolution 2022-12-28-04 declaring it necessary to proceed with the levy of a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District.
Okay, that's certification.
Yes.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. And we will have a roll call.
Yes, I did.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
So a couple things to remember. After February, 90 days before, so probably about the second week of February when everything's filed and checked with the Board of Elections, we will have these levies posted on our website. So remember that each individual can look at their property. It'll tell them everything that's on the ballot, what they're paying currently, and what they'll pay if it passes. So just scroll down on our website and that will be there. It also will include the ballot language. They can read ballot language before they go to the polls. And this will cost a $100,000 homeowner about $70 a year. So that's the numbers that I think. Do you do a website at all? Or
we have a website, yes.
Okay, so you could put a link to our website once, and you can even put something out there that probably the second week of February it'll all be on the website.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, perfect.
Great.
I got a quick question from our levies that we just renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a documentation that we need to sign to request you to collect those levies?
You've probably already done that.
Okay.
And that comes out, those come out with your budget in August.
Okay.
And it's a resolution accepting rates.
Okay.
So I'm sure that you've done that.
All right, just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. We've had different times in different places, so.
Yes, yes.
Because we've had ballots for the spring, and we've had stuff in the fall, so.
They all come out after we hear your budget in July.
Okay.
And then everyone has sent a resolution accepting rates, and we give you a synopsis of all the millage and levies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your authority that I am allowed to put it on the, with the other taxes and collect them.
Got it.
The only time it would be different would be if in the November election there was something that changed so that we had a new levy or a replacement with an increase or any type of change from when the August certification was sent.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Okay, great.
Terrific. Thanks so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, I had a couple meetings I could rearrange, and it worked out well. So
good.
I'm glad to be here, and okay. I'm glad that you're doing, you know, getting this done. So
yeah.
If you need anything in the future, let us know.
Great. Will do.
Thank you.
Better late than never, I guess.
Right.
Good seeing you all. Merry
yep.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
No.
We're good.
John, just for a point of clarification, is there an official step that I or we need to take with the Board of Elections, or is this automatically done now that, like, how does this...
So one of you will have to take it to the Board of Elections and file it.
And
I would file it, give yourself as much leeway as you possibly can, because...
Oh, yeah. And when you say take it,
so
what,
you take
both resolutions...
Sorry. They take both resolutions and, if I remember correctly, the certification, all the signed documents that we just did, and you take them to the Board of Elections, if I remember correctly. That was a couple years ago.
Okay.
Actually, I think if I remember, the renewal, did I email them? I know the first time we took the levies in, I walked them in.
But just up to the Board of Elections?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm willing to take care of that.
Okay.
I'd probably do it here. When are we meeting in January?
10th.
Okay. It may not be before then, but
yeah.
That week I can get those in.
I would think that'd be, that way if there's any problems with how the documentation is worded, if they find a typo, because it's not just Wayne County that's looking at it, she has to send it down to Columbus and have it come back.
Got it.
That way if there's anything that needs quickly changed, you have time to do it before the February deadline.
So Anita, will you need to keep those, or will you just...
No, I can give them to you.
Okay.
Just give me copies.
Okay.
If you want to just scan or email copies to me, that would be fine, and I think they're all completed.
I think that's what I did. I think we signed them that night. I scanned them in, sent everyone copies, and the next day I think I went up to
the time frame
that we were crunched on.
Do we include the ballot? We take the ballot language as
yes.
well?
Yes.
Yep.
She has a copy, but I think she wants to have everything together.
Yeah.
The official packet, so.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Okay, yep, well.
I think I have the copies.
Worst case scenario, if I get there, they'll tell me I need more.
If I remember it, I have the actual, like, copies saved in a file somewhere. I can forward to you what I dropped off.
Okay.
I'll try to do that yet today.
All right, thank you.
I had it in my brain. Somebody else I needed a call today. John, it's gone now.
Easy go.
All right, Anita, appreciate you exhibiting patience there while we switch gears. Now we can get on to the rest of your office reports.
guys put some hours in this past weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Plowed go by, 10 minutes later, you couldn't tell.
And then the plowed go by again.
Then the plowed go by again, yeah. Wow, what a...
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, I'm sure we all remember 77, 78.
Yeah.
And like
it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Is he even born then?
No. I don't remember either.
No, okay. I'm sure Tom and I...
I remember it, yeah.
John, we remember that. They're saying in New York it's worse now in 22 than it was then.
And, yeah.
But that's 77, 78. I mean, that was like Nebraska to New York.
Yeah.
That
was, and so much snow.
Yeah.
I think we had a lot less snow with this, but...
I was actually in Texas on that one.
And were you?
They had a crazy amount of snow even down there for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about that. We got places to be. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Anita?
Yes. Here's a resolution we need to reallocate appropriations from one account to another within the same fund.
$400.
That's number one.
And that's number one.
Okay. Oh, is that a copy? That's you're working on that.
That's the only one I got.
Yep,
only one? Okay. Then I move that we authorize resolution 2022-12-28-01 to reallocate appropriations by the amount of $400 from the general fund into the township fiscal officer fund.
It's all general.
It's all general? Oh, it's just different line items.
Yeah, just different line
so
items.
So easy. May I have a second on that?
I'll second that.
And since this is a resolution, we'll have a roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. We can sign this at the end. I have purchase orders.
Purchase orders in the amount of $12,129.44, three specific ones. So I move that we approve these three purchase orders, purchase order 106-2022 through 108-2022 in the amount of $12,129.43.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of authorizing these purchase orders, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed or abstain? We'll sign these prior to the conclusion of the meeting.
If I remember at the U line of those steps.
Oh.
Yes.
So going along with handing off information.
Yes.
We need to file that today or tomorrow to make sure it's on this year's. So a copy of the receipt, I think it's about all, it's not a whole lot of information that you need. You just need the copy of the receipt and it's all online.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Kevin or anyone had considered that. That way we could use this year's, the 22.
Yeah.
We didn't use the 22. We used the 21 for the cabinet. So.
May I ask you to handle that, John? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tom and I,
it
might
Tom
be difficult for Scott and I to do that.
We're on a deadline.
That's fine.
So.
Yeah.
If you can just get it back to me, that'd be fine.
Yep.
Thank you, John.
Are you going to be around today?
I have going to be at work. Yes. Okay. All right. So you need to resign. I got to catch up. I need like 30 seconds.
That's fine.
You're like 11. 11 a.m. That's your deadline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. We want to be on the road.
Yeah. I'm 10.
Are you? Okay. Well, I think we've got
I think we
the
got
big
it.
Parts done here.
Yeah. Yep.
bills and signatures.
Yeah.
And temporary appropriation.
Yeah. And then we'll do our...
That too.
This is an opportunity for us to consider application for a qualified volunteer.
Yep. Kind of use that as a guinea pig to fill out.
Yeah.
Online it was a little bit choppy using Microsoft because I think there was different versions of different pieces together, so the editing and the formatting was different. Is it try to change some of that? So if you print it off and fill it out by hand, it's not a big deal.
Can we dump it into a PDF editor and just have the fields ready to populate?
I think I emailed you the copy of it, so I don't have a PDF editor.
I can download that.
If you can do that and reset the, some of the formatting,
yeah.
That would make life easier if you...
That's exactly what I love doing. But
there you go. Everyone enjoys that, right?
Okay, so. This is the payment listing of bills for today.
Okay.
It says, notice it's just this, what we're doing today. It's not the whole part of it, so it's not the whole month.
Right. It's what those turned into you as of what, last week?
Actually, no, Monday of this week.
Monday of this week, okay.
So you can see on here the three items that we just did purchase orders for, and then some other miscellaneous items, payroll, etc. Any questions, discussion about payment listing? Hearing none, I move that we approve the payment listing for the period that's presented here today.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any abstain or object? None. That is approved unanimously.
Okay.
No bank reconciliation yet, I assume, since
no.
It's not truly the end of the month.
Then the only other things I have are here's the resolution for if you decide to transfer money. Capital improvements at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Appropriation.
Okay, so.
Yep. We typically just want to do it, correct? That's what yours does. Pull out a road
bridge. I've usually pulled it out of road bridge.
Okay. More of a question of refreshing my memory from the past than it was.
Any dollar amount that jumps out at you guys, looking at the current funds in there and knowing what we'll have to encumber for January, February, March?
So if I remember right, we discussed last month that you already paid the truck chassis out of capital improvement. I believe that 151 left over should be what's needed to pay off the bed, the plow, all the rest of the mounting that needs to happen.
So that takes us to zero.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Or close to it.
Yeah.
When does Road and Bridge get replenished?
If you look, there's currently
March.
50 and this transfers out. There's 75 left in machinery. And then we would have some to pull from those three accounts.
So we've often drawn the Road and Bridge down to under 50,000 at the end of the year. So, but I don't think we need to go nuts here. I'm thinking my number would probably be 100,000 just to keep that populated.
Yeah,
but
we're not quite at 100 of those three funds that she just listed. Is just shy of that.
Yeah. And it may be in March when we get our funds to come in and we're replenished, we can dump some more.
We can dump more in, yeah. I think 100 sounds like a good number.
Especially if we have like a gasoline tax that's getting crazy.
Right.
Just narrow that down, earmark it.
Yep.
I have the chassis. I don't have the actual hundreds of bid. I want to say we were close to 250. So we're only going to probably need about 100 to finish that truck project.
Good.
So, but we have that tractor and mower coming, so.
Yeah. Well, and we can always put more in, but for year end, can we move $100,000 over? You guys object to anything like that, or would you like to go a little stronger?
I think $100,000 would seem suitable.
All right, then I move that we approve resolution 2022-12-28-02 to authorize the transfer of monies totaling $100,000 from the
Road and Bridge
into the capital projects fund.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. We'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. I think I'm not going to wax too hard on this being your last meeting, John, but you know, going forward, really, the things that are in front of us are keep the roads paved, keep the equipment maintained, hire a road worker.
I think about the only long-term capital that you have is the original section of the township garage. You know,
yeah.
Where the trucks are currently kept in the middle, that's fairly new.
Yeah.
You have the new bay that was just before me and you came in.
Yep.
So I think there's potential for a little bit of growth in the same area, but playing for that original section wouldn't be a bad idea because it's 1930s, 40s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When that was built, so.
Yeah, who knows, man. At that point in time, you might be coming up with grants from the county, and we will name that building the Honorable John
Negative.
Q. Hofstetter. Hofstetter. Yeah.
No.
No?
Nice try.
No. Wing. The Hofstetter wing.
The Hofstetter wing.
All right. Enough tomfoolery there.
Tomfoolery.
No offense.
No, none taken.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we've got temporary annual appropriation resolution here. Anything we need to be mindful of as we review that, Anita?
No.
Or it's pretty boilerplate.
And the budget is behind it there.
Yeah.
And those are just temporary
placeholders
figures
until we get the real.
Just so we can function in the next month or two.
Okay. We'll have opportunity for further discussion. If none, then I move that we approve resolution 2022-12-28-05, authorizing the temporary appropriations as presented.
I will second Scott's motion.
Thank you, Tom. We'll have a roll call. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's consider our qualified volunteer application, and then we'll also consider the road worker job posting simultaneously. So we've got this application from qualified volunteer, and I move that we accept the application for Jonathan Hofstetter to be our qualified volunteer.
I second the motion.
All in favor of approving John Hofstetter as our qualified volunteer, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstain?
I'm abstaining since it's me.
Thank you, John. That's appropriate. So, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
This is effective January 1st or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how we want to run that.
Yeah, I think I put in there for to go from January 1. That's the earliest date.
Yeah.
So, and then... Now I serve at the discretion of you, so...
All right, well...
Yeah, you might get a few phone calls.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then that's the intention of it.
So. Yeah.
I'll work with Kevin, a member, a qualified volunteer had certain steps inside there. I'll work with Kevin, if that's all right with the board.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to switch a little bit here, so...
Let's give that to our fiscal officer. I'm assuming under Ohio Revised Code, we've got to maintain employee records for 30 years, so...
60 years.
60 years, my gosh.
Just keep track.
Public employees are worse than, or, I mean, more longevity, yeah. Further yeah. longevity than private employees.
Yes. If I remember, that's in our records retention, 60 years, that's a suggestion by the state.
So. Yeah. Alrighty. So, road worker job posting, that's probably the one thing I didn't print off, but I had emailed you guys the job posting that I'd put together. This is something that it's time for us to put that up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get that up on our website, I'm assuming. Are there other job posting boards that we would go to, or it's just kind of give Kevin the copy and he runs it around the community, or what's the protocol there, Jens?
I don't know that there's...
Reject our qualified volunteer.
Oh. I came from Lincoln County Prosecutor's Office. That's the one.
Okay.
That's actually condensed. East Union just did theirs, so they use their webpage. They use their personal Facebook accounts along with a couple other people. Shared the post.
We can run. I mean, we could run the Gazette as a legal.
The Gazette to run it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely do the Gazette. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Bargain Hunter might be an option, considering that they're probably has the most readership in this area versus the Daily Record. So.
Right.
Bargain Hunter's not too bad for posting. I would suggest we put it out in those formats.
All right. I had presented this to you guys via email, but I think today we can I can go back and make some amendments to this because I didn't have the right email address in here and so forth. But I think it's appropriate for us to authorize the action that we're going to take from here. So I move that we authorize Tom and myself to post this job opening in on the website, contact the Down Gazette, and consider also the Bargain Hunter and perhaps Daily Record, and then also authorizing the three of us, John, Scott, and Tom, as well as Kevin, to post this job opening on our personal social media, if we so choose.
Mm-hmm.
But we're authorized to do that.
Okay.
So I so move.
I will second that motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of authorizing that action, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there's none. So I'll make amendments to that here yet before I go and email that
can
out.
Can I ask, which, was this the one for the road worker?
This is the one for the road worker, yeah.
The full-time.
I've had a little bit of difficulty figuring out how to post documents to our website. I'm going to have to go through a little more training. I've got the meetings, how to change those, how to post our agenda, our recordings and all of that, but actually changing some of those pages. I would actually like to add a link at the top called Announcements.
Yeah.
And I tried to do it and it didn't, so... I'm going to go back to Crossbridge and get a little training there on how to do that. Because there are several things that I've come up against where that would have been an appropriate place to put them and just haven't figured that out. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can I ask one other question?
Yes.
This is a full-time position that we are hiring for the road.
Yes.
Is there an age limit?
You mean?
A minimum.
A
minimum.
Applicants.
Yeah. I started to get really uptight about age limit. I'm getting...
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking on the young end.
On the young end.
Well, I think 18? The CDL.
The CDL and the insurance would be the ones that would make that determination. Insurance company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we have to put an age minimum because the requirements that we're asking for will do that for us. I think, like John's saying.
Yeah. So not an explicit age limit. Okay. Implied through the certifications that are required.
Mm-hmm. And also, if the driver has too many points, we can't insure them, so that would disqualify them from being hired too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. January reorganization meeting is set for January 10th, 2023, in this building here. I believe that's at the normal meeting hour, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can be there. Not that it matters anymore.
We're not going to reschedule.
No, you don't need to anymore.
That's what you've got scheduled for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I have it in there already.
Good with that.
And then I would just preliminarily today like to set an expectation for the February meeting of February 21st, which is the third Tuesday.
I'm good with that. Anita?
Anita, does
third
that?
Tuesday?
Yeah. Try to give you a break from taxes. Come over here and these numbers are easier to run, I think.
Yeah.
That's why I put John in between me and you today. All right.
I'll be at 7 o'clock meeting.
Yeah. So we're nearing the conclusion of the meeting. Public comment?
Oh, did I miss DVFD?
EWFD.
The agenda.
Based on current events from last night, sounds like the Doughton Village Council agreed to withdraw from East Wayne Fire District effective June 30th. So, and my email back and forth with the East Wayne Council, we were waiting to see what happened with that action, and then we're considering that we will simply extend the current contract in place until the end of that term. We'll probably have to have it more as a memorandum of understanding so that we have a termination date, and then we come to final agreement on how we'll do the payments. I'm assuming I think we covered that in the first little bit of the meeting. No worries. Any feedback on that?
If our council's willing to make that happen, I think that's good thing.
I think I can add for the time being, you know, we had contingency plans set in place should East Wayne dissolve. No need to move forward with those if it's going to continue to exist. But I think Scott had brought up, it sounds like a lot of the responses are coming out of Station 2 as opposed to Station 1. So we're just trying to watch that to see if we notice kind of like a drop off, more mutual aid calls, some of that, maybe we go back and talk to them about adjusting the amounts, but I think we're kind of sitting here waiting to see how it unfolds. Does that answer your question? Or, as Scott said, it's time for, I mean, it's public comment, so if you have a comment, you're welcome to make that too.
Thank you.
Yeah. These are signed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
to attend the meeting last night, by any chance?
No.
I didn't either. I looked for audio today on the website, and it was too early, so.
Okay.
I don't know details beyond.
That's something that I gave you?
Yeah. If you have copy.
Beyond, I just got a phone call that said, hey, this just happened, and that was at 9:30, I think.
Thanks to Anita.
Must be received by December 31st, so we're still good.
These are all complete. So yeah, I mean, that was less than 12 hours ago, and what was... They've got their year, East Wayne's year-end meeting is today at 5, so I'll have one more conversation with their legal counsel, conveying the wishes of this board, and we'll see what they have to say, and then we'll put together some joint language, I'm assuming. 6 months is a long time. Business that we need to address here before year end?
I don't think so.
All right.
It's been a pleasure serving with you, gentlemen. It truly has. I really enjoyed my time on this board.
About me?
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
See, usually at 7 p.m. we're kind of tame.
I know. Yeah.
Quiet over there.
Yeah.
Just jabbing. Yes, it's been a pleasure working with you as well, Anita. Really, truly have enjoyed this, so thanks again for the experience. I look forward to working as a volunteer with you guys to help continue passing off the information. Like, see, my briefcase still is full. You know, maybe one of you, if you want to hang out with me in the first part of January, we'll go over and, you know, I'll start showing you what I have established over there so you know where the information is, and we'll continue to work on transition. So.
Good. Well, John, I'm looking forward to working with you at County Commissioner's office. I do have one thing I just wanted to share. It's not official business or anything, but I did reach out to Scott Miller, county engineer, because a couple of residents have come to me now, residents of Kidron, and said, my gosh, there's so much bike traffic on Kidron Road now. And I've seen a couple people go off the ditch. I've seen, you know, semi-tractor grind on the brakes coming over a hill because here's a bike in the middle of the road. So I contacted Scott and said, well, I was also told that there is interest amongst our plain community here to help grease the wheel, so to speak, and help fund an expansion of the berm from 250 to 30 along Kidron Road.
Okay.
So that there'd be more room for buggies.
That'd
and
be
bikes.
Great.
I mean, I'm on Kidron Road every day, multiple times a day.
Yep.
I would say bike traffic now is close to equal with buggy traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's cold.
No.
I watched someone in front of my house in the middle of that windstorm.
Yeah.
You can hardly see, and here comes someone on a bike.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know how they're doing that. That's
so Scott responded this week and said, you know, thanks, we'll be in touch. I think when we go and talk about our road certifications, that might be an opportunity for us to chatter a little bit. He said he's currently working with the community in Fredericksburg to Apple Creek, extending what I'm assuming is Carr Road, doing a similar type of project. So if we can get in line there, I think that would be cool for it's a county road, so it's not necessarily a township business, but it is township residents.
Right.
So I thought I'd just mention that in passing here. Nothing official that we need to do necessarily. Anything else, Jim? Well, thanks very much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we will meet again in January. Based on that, at 8:57, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And any opposed or abstained, there are none, that passed.
Okay.
Unanimously.